A former Supreme Court judge and Electoral Commissioner Justice VCRAC Crabb has advised Ghanaians to be cautious in criticizing state institutions such as the Electoral Commission. He said the EC's work is critical to the country's democratic process and must be given the utmost respect. He said demonstrations and legitimate agitations against the EC are good in keeping the commission on its toes, but should be done with a constructive mindset and with decorum. He spoke on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point.
I think demonstrations in this country are a constitutional right. You have the right to demonstrate. You have the right to put your cause by way of demonstration. And that's what, to me, is the story. The mere fact that somebody is demonstrating against GBC does not mean that Ghana Broadcasting Corporation is not doing its work. And that's how I look at it. Mm. But I'm somebody who all my life I believed in criticism. So I look at demonstrations as a form of criticism. And when people criticize me, I think it's to my advantage, because I will look at what it is that they are criticizing about and see how best I can do. But the benefit of the work which I'm doing.
What if these demonstrations questions the integrity of the commission?
That is where the seriousness of the matter comes in. We have to appreciate that the Electoral Commission is one of the institutions in this country which is going to help us on our forward march of what we call democracy. Not only what we call democracy, but something which we all crave for. And therefore, we have to be very careful in this country how we seek to destroy the very institutions by which we would want to succeed. If we destroy the Electoral Commission, what is there for us to use so that we have the democracy which we all want in this country? And therefore, I will stress, we have to be very, very careful so that we don't destroy the very institutions which we will use in order to come to power.
Justice Crabb said the recommendations by the panel set out by the Electoral Commission did not include validation. Rather, it recommended an exhibition of the voters' register after the registration exercise. He said cleaning of the register is a collective duty and not solely the work of the EC.
I'm not so sure whether the panel used the expression cleaning. I believe what was said is that one of the important things of having a very credible register is the exhibition of the registers after the registration exercise. That is a very, very important aspect of the whole registration exercise. And that is the means by which, if you are not happy with the name of somebody on the register, you can make the necessary complaints. If you look at the regulations, I think there are elaborate procedures to go through, including challenges which you can make. The matter can be discussed and debated in a judicial manner. And there are magistrates and there are circuit judges and there are high court judges who are ready to deal with these matters. So what is at stake is whether we are prepared. And here I'm going to support what my colleague has just said. Now, this question on the issue of the registers is not entirely a matter for the Electoral Commission. Each and every one of us in this country has a duty to play to see that the register is clean.
Justice Crabb said the commission is not interested in registering unqualified persons. He maintained that the issue of minors and aliens in the register should be tackled from individuals who are responsible for those acts, or else when the register is opened, these irresponsible acts may reoccur.
I do not foresee, and I cannot even conceive, of a situation in which the Electoral Commission would want to see minors on the register. The Electoral Commission does not have an interest in that, nor does the Electoral Commission have an interest in seeing aliens upon the register. So I believe some of the questions which we ought to ask and to find the answers for: who are responsible for getting the minors on the register? Who are responsible for having the aliens on the register? I don't think the Electoral Commission. People who are responsible for this must desist from doing that.
A former deputy chairman of the commission, David Kanga, appealed to Ghanaians to show keen interest and actively participate in the exhibition of the voters' register when it begins across the country. Mr. Kanga says the exhibition is very important in the run-up to a successful voting process.
For me, the commission did well when the demands for a complete new voters register came up, and especially when very senior citizens of this country also supported the idea of the compilation of a new voters register. When the commission said, okay, let us go beyond IPAC, which is a forum for the commission to listen to the political party, to the citizens at a forum so that we can listen to a broader spectrum of the populace. So when they did that, I scored them highly for that approach to do. And I think having received a report, they studied the report and came out with decisions, I felt we should respect that process. And if we have any further suggestions, we should be patient and see how we can factor those into future programs so that we satisfy our apprehensions. Oh. The present framework for the exhibition, for me, it's very good. The only thing that has been happening is that people don't patronize it. But if we did, we would remove a lot of the unwanted. The exhibition is a very good process to deal with problems with the
register.
You could have a prolonged exhibition period. In other words, we could leave the registers at offices or places for a very long time and say that period people can continue to go and object to names in the registers. But you see, when you do that, you are asking that some people be engaged to do that work over that long period. And at the end of the day, the cost, you can't. Otherwise, we should normally have the exhibition for a very long period, and then we'll be able to deal with a lot of the cases. In fact, in doing that, you could also allow people to pick up the cases in court. And then the case, it may drag. So if you don't have time, you don't go in for prolonged exhibition.